It's Tuesday Douche Day.
I'm just sick of having to hang out with this three-ball jackass from the state of Douchechusetts.
Yeah, on Tuesdays we like to get into the lives of Delta Bravos, and this one we picked especially for you, Dusty.
Oh, sweet.
Because it's kind of ridiculous. It's the privilege of consumers at restaurants, which is at issue here.
Yes.
A Texas dude, he was very upset that the soup that he ordered during a recent meal at Our Place restaurant, think diner,
okay,
a suburb of Fort Worth. He happens to be a lawyer, and he tells the restaurant that he will sue if he is not reimbursed for the $2.25 soup that he ordered.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm assuming it was the soup du jour, perhaps chicken noodle.
Right.
Or potato dumpling.
The blue bowl soup.
Yeah.
He says he's going to put the sue in soup.
He is seeking, in addition to the $2.25, $250 in attorney's fees, and in general, just douche money for making a Delta Bravo stink.
Kind of a small amount of attorney fees, too.
As an ex-waiter, how do you feel about this?
Oh, definitely douchey. I'm like, did it have to go this far? Wasn't there a point where he could have said, hey, oh yeah, remember the soup I ordered?
Right.
Yeah, let's go.
Can you just reimburse me there at the moment? Kill it, squash it then.
Well, Right. Let's go through the other couple scenarios. There's the during the meal.
Okay.
All right, let's go into the during the meal here. And that is... waiter.
Yes, sir.
I do believe I ordered the soup du jour.
Oh, the soup of the day. Yes. Yeah, you did. Have you not gotten that yet?
The CHX noodle?
Yeah.
As it says on your board?
Chick's noodle. Yeah, you didn't get your bowl soup? I'm sorry.
No, I did not.
Well, let me go grab that for you if you still want it.
I would prefer it before my patty melt comes out. That is the proper order of things.
Yeah, we usually try to time the courses better at this diner. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. Let me grab that soup for you.
And lest you forget, I would enjoy it in a bowl with some saltines on the side. And please don't forget the spoon.
I would have forgotten the spoon. Thank you.
It's
be right back.
Essential to soup.
It could have been avoided.
Here. Yeah, I mean, you could be a D-bag in that way, but that's not as bad as the suing.
I'm thinking that maybe the waiter came up and was like, hey, is everything okay? And maybe he just didn't tell him.
Oh.
Hey, sir, was your meal all right?
I was having such a good time peeling the two sides of the grilled cheese apart that I forgot to tell you that I did not get my soup du jour. And I see it is right here, notated on the receipt that I ordered a couple of soup.
$2.25 plus tax. Yeah, that's like $2.50. I'm sorry about that. I can get you your soup to go if you want. I know you're kind of ready to go.
No, I've already removed the napkin from that little place that I tuck it in to neck of the...
to signify you're
right
done
above
with your
meal. Yes.
Yeah.
That was a clear...
No, I saw it loud and clear from across the room. Like, he's done. I got to bring the check.
You could see that I also sort of threw it down with a flourish.
Yeah, you seemed upset.
Well, if you could remove the notation from the soup from my receipt, refund my money, that would be pleasant. Thank you.
Sure.
Even that is better than
suing
the restaurant.
Yeah. I'm thinking he didn't say anything in press charges. Or he was suing after the fact.
Yeah, I'm irritated when basic human decency is trumped by, like, regime.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the annoying customer's always right thing. James is on the phone. He works as a server at the Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh, cheese.
Hello, James.
Just the other night, I had a table where the appetizer came out at, like, 15 or 16 minutes, which, for like, yeah, 16 minutes isn't that long to wait, but for an appetizer, that is a bit much.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He wanted us to buy him, like, free cheesecakes, like cheesecakes for his family. Like, well,
what?
Yeah, your appetizer came out pretty late, but why would we pay, like, $7 or $8 a cheesecake for your whole family to eat when you only waited an extra 5 or 6 minutes for the appetizer?
And proper server etiquette there, and don't let me put words in your mouth, but if they put up a huge stink about the appetizers being late, you just comp the apps?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a big deal, if the table is angry enough, cause we don't want them to leave unhappy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
If they're angry enough, yeah, we'll take out that appetizer, but we shouldn't have to buy you all dessert because you had to wait a few minutes.
James, did you just say did you just say hangry?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it sounded like you said hangry.
Oh, I didn't catch it, and I was going to say, how did I miss that if he said hangry?
No, that is a word that I do use. I've seen hangry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah,
appropriate
it
use
was.
Of hangry.
Yeah, I like it when customers think that, and I'm trying to think how often I've thought this. Well, you know, because this meal that's valued at $8.95, that wasn't right. So I'll tack onto that my sort of time and my hangriness expense, and that equals probably a $50 gift certificate to the restaurant at a return date.
Right. You know?
And it really doesn't.
No.
It doesn't at all. Not even slightly.
Well, I'm 20%ing James.
What's that?
20%.
I'm 20%ing you, James.
You're getting tipped 20.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. 20% is what we aim for. Well, more than 20% is what we aim for, but 20% is always good.
I'm going to one-up you there, Fook, and I'm also going to include my digits. There's my phone number, James.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
Very forward.
Thank you very much.
James, thank you for calling in.
Of course. You guys have a great day.
One of your waiter brethren?
Yeah.
Fellow Cheesecake Factory alum. You guys are
I know.
Tight-knit over there.
Hey, we are.
The cheese crew, dude.
They listen to us every morning and take notes.
All right, very good.
For hate mail.
All right. We'd love to hear your server stories from Delta Bravo customers. 801-570-1019. Text.